Good evening, everyone, ladies and gentlemen. This is Shai Danon from Raising the Frequency. I'm very glad to be here with you on this special event. Today we are going to speak with Yannis Bizarakis, and he's from Greece, as you can obviously hear from the name, just from the name. And yeah, we're going to speak about, I think, very urgent subject. And it's on the screen here, solutions to reduce toxicity from engineered nanoparticles. Now, these nanoparticles can come from various sources. We're going to speak about the sources that they're coming from, as well as the solutions to reduce them, reduce the toxicity, and tackle the problem, or at least some of it, or part of it, because we cannot really tackle all, and we are going to speak about that as well. Please share this broadcast. Let's start. Thank you very much. Hello, Yannis. Good evening. Well, good evening
good
for you.
Good evening. Yes. Good evening. Hi, Sai. Nice to be here.
Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm quite well. Busy. They keep us busy. But it's better be busy than having nothing to do.
If you don't mind, while I'm doing some technical bits and sharing this broadcast, because today, really what happened today, I was completely blocked on Facebook for 30 days. So all my pages, all my groups and my profile is completely blocked. So this broadcast is actually being done on some of my wife's groups, which I'm also admin, as well as another YouTube channel, as well as my live 528 channel. And at the moment, there's not many people online because, again, most places I'm blocked where my audience is. So while I'm fiddled with some of these technical bits, if you could please, Yannis, just tell the audience, and most people will hear this show afterwards. Okay. So even if we don't have many people online with us, just so you know, many people are going to hear this broadcast. So just if you can tell people who you are, what's your background, and what are we going to speak about this evening? Thank you very much.
Yes, okay, thank you. First of all, I have to say that, okay, you're blocked again. You're a very naughty boy. Okay, yes, so as you said, I'm from Greece, actually, indeed, and more specifically, if you want to know, it's from island of Crete, which I love the island. Yes, not far away from you, just a little bit more on the west side.
Yeah.
But my background, let's say, it's by education, electronic engineer. And through my career, I have always worked in the medical devices. And the last, I would say, 7 years, it happened to come across Tony Pantelerescu, a researcher about, okay, he's a herbalist, but as well, one of the pioneers together with Brian 396. Tony Pantelerescu, one of the pioneers in the research about nanotoxicity. And because, of course, I was interested for health issues and mainly how to maintain my health, I got very interested from what he presented, and I started digging in this field, in this segment of nanoparticles, engineered nanoparticles, because we do have in nature nanoparticles. For example, when there's an explosion of the volcano, many of the acids there are there are nanoparticles, but we are talking about engineered nanoparticles, which unfortunately, although they do have some usages and can be useful in some applications, when it's coming in our body, it's really toxic. And they're causing problems in our health. Most of the current health problems that are actually due to the load of the nanoparticles, but as well, the quality that they have. Why they are using? Because they are programmable, so they can network in our body. They can mimic. They are well mimetic technology, so they can mimic health issues, etc. So This gained my interest, and then, of course, there are solutions to minimize the problem or to eliminate the problem, but it takes time. It takes time, and we will discuss tonight why this has happened. Several of the sources, as you said, there are many sources of that they can load us with engineered nanoparticles, and what we can do in order to minimize the effect, and hopefully then recover, if possible, some of the damages.
Okay. Nice. I mean, nice for those who get to know the information and the knowledge you share, and also the examples and the instruments or tools that you're going to show us today. I think it's very important, because you mentioned Tony Pantelaresco, which I really love the man. And also, I've done one interview with him, with you in the past, and a couple of interviews with him in the past. And obviously, he has a lot of knowledge. And he came across a lot of, how you say, necessity is the mother of all inventions. And out of necessity, he just made up and invented and put together a few bits and pieces in order to help others. And you are doing a similar thing and advancing that. And I think, as we all know and see now, this is the time to do it. I mean, people really need it. And most of the people, as you may know, still don't know they really need it. And it's like, it's not that we are ahead of our time. We are just preparing for those who are coming next to give them some solutions. Because those who did take the injections and they don't think there's a problem there, that's fine. But those who discover that there is a problem with taking these injections and with the side effects and what is coming next, well, we are here for them, and what you prepare for us is for them. So I hope we will have some questions during this broadcast. So people may want to know a bit more in depth about what you offer. So let us just start. Do you want, by the way, to share something? I'm just sending you something on Telegram. So you can actually send it on Telegram. I mean, it's a picture with a link underneath it to share, if you want. I'm going to share it too.
So you send it through your group or directly to my your account? Yes, but it's from your account or from the group account? Let me see.
On Telegram. This is for Telegram. My channel.
Ah, yes, the photo you send and the link, eh?
Oh, now it's a new one with an English link.
Okay.
We can share it if you like.
Forward them. Yes, of course. Forward.
Yes. Meanwhile, I'm also sharing them with some English speakers contacts I have, because I do think this information is valuable. And even if people don't see it now, they may want to see it later. So at least they have it on their news feed or whatever it's called on Telegram. But I wish I could share it more on Facebook, but I can't because I'm blocked there, as I mentioned earlier. So I'm just telling everyone, please share it. I just shared it also on a very large group.
Share link. No, I have to copy it now to share. Okay. Copy link. Okay, so you can see how many they have joined, because I would like, let's say, to share a little bit of background to why you have reached in this situation, and what actually, why they are loading us with the nanoparticles. Do you have a number how many there are online? But anyway, they're gonna see it in.
We don't have many now. We have 6, unfortunately. Yeah. Normally, by this time, I have 100, 150. But again, a lot of the traffic I get is from Facebook. Some of the traffic is from my own website. But we knew it's coming.
I see here that it seems that you are not. We are live, but does not show our show. I don't know if it's a correct link. It was the at least in the mobile does not appear our role. But anyway. So as we say, as I have said many times, the mankind is under attack. And there were four stages for this. First, they disengage our immune system. How they disengage it? They start, let's say, after the Second World War, I would say, they start with pesticides, with the genetical engineered food, with the medication, with the vaccines, with frequencies, TV, radio, etc. All of that, they were weakening our immune system. Then, when our immune system was weak, they start loading us with nanoparticles. Already, because this is not something new, it's already from the 60s and the 70s. And as the load was increasing and we start getting saturation, because all of us we have, all of us, when I mean all of us, the source of the nanoparticles, okay, it's from medications, it's from the food. When I say food, for example, all the bread, all the cereals, they are loaded with nanoparticles because they spray with them, or what, from the geoengineering, all of this, all these nanoparticles that are falling on the seeds, on the plants, and then we're consuming them. The fruits as well loaded with nanoparticles due to the geoengineering. Then other things, like for example, food that it's they say there is less salt to help you, those that they have high blood pressure and they need to have less sodium. And now they are preparing foods which they have less salt, but what they have inside, in order to keep, to maintain, you know, bacteria free and don't get rotten, they have add nanosilver.
Right.
Which the silver, it's of course very beneficial in the macro level, like all the other substances, but when it's coming to nanoparticles, nanosize, the properties, they change completely. So they're loading us with, for example, with nanosilver through the food. The cream that we put for the skin, they say, oh, cancer from the sun. So they, you have the skin, the sun blockers, all the white, or 99.9% of the brands that they are white, they have inside titanium oxide, which as well nanoparticles. Why? To give it to look more white. This is the reason that they add it. Even in some countries they add it in the milk to look more white. I mean, it's mind blowing.
Yes.
Clothes, chemicals. There are more than 99,000 products. There's a catalog that they have inside nanoparticles, and of course they're going in our cell. Now, when they have saturated our body with the nanoparticles, of course then with the frequencies, and especially the last several decades, with the mobile, with the Wi-Fi, but even with LED lights, and the blue light from the screens, from the telephones, from the computers, from the TV, this is programming the nanoparticles inside. These nanoparticles, the people, the audience, they should understand that it's a programmable particle. It one nano size, depending on the material, but it can hold up to 1 terabyte of data. And unfortunately, they are communicating. They are communicating with the environment through frequencies, either light frequencies, especially blue, or not. The people, maybe they think that this is unbelievable, cannot be truth, etc. It's okay. If we don't know something, we tend to let's say, to reject it or to call it crazy, those that they are carrying the information, they are sharing the message. But actually, it's a very old technology. And someone, maybe I can share here one link in the chat, can go to the Rice University. There's a video, a YouTube video, where it shows exactly how nanoparticles, not only they are, let me see if I can put in the I will put in the private chat and then maybe you can share the screen. Or
no problem, yes.
Okay. It shows how nanoparticles, they put powder of nanoparticles and then they hit it with frequency and you see, whoop, it's coming networking. They cut it and then whoop, it's coming into working because there are as well a self If you will destroy them, they can repair themselves, self-repaired. And then with a light as well, with a blue light, again, it gives commands and it's coming and they are performing different functions. It's unbelievable.
Let's see.
If we don't know.
Let's see.
Yes.
What we've designed, and we've done this very, very quietly, but we're glad to now release it to the world, is this idea of Teslaphoresis, which is a discovery we made several years ago. We've been developing it. And Teslaphoresis is the simplest way to understand it is self-assembly at a distance, just long distance assembly of materials. And what we did was, because we're at Rice, we had plenty of nanotubes around, so we decided to use nanotubes. And what we discovered was that these nanotubes can actually string together and form wires by themselves under this electric field.
This fundamental idea of force acting at a distance, that you can have, instead of, you know, when you normally build circuits and things like that, you have to have physical contact. Now we're talking about building circuits without actually touching them.
All right, I'm just dispersing this.
Power on.
And up.
I realized that a Tesla coil could actually do this if you designed it in a way to create a very strong force field in front of it. And so that was the engineering aspect of it. And then once I designed the machine, then all sorts of discoveries started falling out of it.
Oh, that was a good one.
Teslaphoresis is one of those things. It's a project that there are just so many avenues, so many things that I think you can do with it. Not just making conductive wires, but taking it in so many different places, not only just biomedical and engineering, and but taking it into different industries like silicone chips or exploring different conductive materials.
This also ties in just generally in nanotechnology that self-assembly is very big. That is, if you can get things to build themselves, just as in biology, we build ourselves.
When my son saw it, he called them webs. You know, he thought it was like Spider-Man shooting webs out. And it really is. It's very much like a web sort of stringing out together. And that was a surprising finding. And the physics of that is actually a lot richer than what we had originally thought. So there is new science coming out of this as we go.
So you see, I mean, individual particles, with when they will be hit with frequency or with light, they start, as they say, they have this quality, this specification, they are self-assembled. And this is happening exactly inside our body. They carrying a program. I don't hear you. I cannot hear you.
Yes, sorry.
Yes.
So
okay.
Fibers that are being created in one's body may come from this phenomena.
Of course. Because we do have different nanoparticles. You know, nanoparticles are very small particles. But when we have thousands or millions of them inside us, when they will get an energy, and this that was happened from the frequency and the light. But another source of energy is as well the temperature. Our body temperature, it can energize them. The electricity from the cells can energize them. And then they start networking inside us. And even with, you know, with a small microscope, a hand microscope, I have it here if you want to show you. You put on your finger and you will see these threads coming out, which are assembled nanoparticles. You cannot see individually with 100x magnification, but when they are networked like that, and you will see different colors. Many they will be black because it comes from carbon, but then you will see, I have seen on my hand, blue, pink, yellow, or crystals. They're forming as well crystals and origami. And all of that is happening inside our body. And this is just on my skin. What's happening further inside?
And with the use of electromagnetic fields in our environment, obviously this will help these nanoparticles arrange themselves in nanowebs inside our bodies, right? I mean, this is actually what is happening with the increase of electromagnetic fields, or I would say non-native or artificial electromagnetic fields.
Yes. And very high frequencies. And very high frequencies, because this is extreme high frequencies, which they are used for the telecommunications, etc. It's not like the natural electromagnetic fields that the Earth has, because the Earth, it's emitting frequency. It has electromagnetic frequencies between 3 to 23 normally, but with the Schumann frequency now, due to different reasons, we know that it's moving up and down, has reached 50 and almost 50 hertz, which is really unusual, but the Earth is emitting. Now we are talking about for kilohertz and megahertz and gigahertz.
Yes.
Okay. And now we have reached even as well with the 6G that is going to the infrared light. Exactly. You are going now to the light frequency, a range of the electromagnetic frequencies.
Which anyway, they started to use also with the LED lights, etc. But we're talking basically just to tell the audience, I mean, the natural frequencies are in the hertz. But we are talking about kilo, mega, giga, and terahertz, which is the artificial electromagnetic frequencies or fields that are being created by devices, by antennas, by whatever technology we have for communication, weaponry, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So all and this is supporting the assembly of nanotubes or nanoweb in our body. And this is, you know, on the sad side, thanks to either injections or spraying on in the air or spraying the food or putting actual nano stuff, nanotechnology in the food, in the whatever.
Even in the clothes. There are clothes that they call the smart clothes. So they adjust depending the external conditions and the condition of the body. So you're not going to sweat. They will keep you cool or they will keep you warm. These are with nanotechnology. And nanotechnology built it, and they leave traces on the skin. And now, imagine now, we are becoming an antenna. We are becoming an antenna, and our cells, they cannot rest because they're all the time they are bombarded from the frequencies. When we have this wire, if it's carbon, for example, or silica inside us, because there are so many products, even they promote silica in... Silicate has been everywhere because it has the quality, the property, this is the correct word, that keeps dries, absorbs humidity. So in the most of the powders, if this will be protein powder from the health shop, we take proteins to put protein in our body and to have a healthy lifestyle, and they have loaded, if you see silica dioxide inside, which they have most of the brands, this is silica nanosize, medications, vitamins, I mean, minerals in a powder form. In most of the, if you read the ingredients, it has inside silica dioxide, which is nanosilica. Now, carbon and silica are one of the most conductive elements. Okay, we make the chips and the electronics components with silica. Carbon as well, it's very high conductive element. Imagine now we have all these wires and electricity inside our body, and then we are hit with the electromagnetic frequency. This is transmitting, then they transmit the electricity to our cells that are destroying us. This is a cause of the many, many illnesses today, which are misdiagnosed as classical disease, but all the remedies that they were using in the past, natural remedies to cure something natural, now it's not working. Because we have now created synthetic biology, which, that's why it's not effective. The remedies that are for thousands of years, they were efficient. And we have, and then as well, they can manifest, they can program with the frequencies, let's say, to imitate diseases. So somebody, they can turn on and off pathologies, they can create cancer, they can stop the cancer, they can create things, they can stop the things. the, what many they call Morgellons. The Morgellons, they are basically engineered assembled nanoparticles,
yes,
which they are behaving like bacteria or like parasites. But it's synthetic biology. That's why the natural remedies for that is not working. They work for a while and then again, back and again. Why? Because all of this, they have a program. And you cannot cure a program. You cannot erase a program with a tea of pine leaves, with a tea of whatever, with the apple cider vinegar. You don't erase program with a drink. We need then... We need magnetic fields, pulsating magnetic fields, which they will erase the program. Like if you have your, let's say, the credit card close to a magnet, it will erase the program, the card. If you hit your computer with a big
magnet,
big magnetic, yes, magnet or a pulse with high altitude, poof, it will erase the data. It will close all the electronics. So pulsating magnetic fields, they are needed in order to erase the program. We are dealing with a program. This is what the people, they should realize. And the only way to counteract this is somehow to erase the program. And then it's remaining the other aspect, how to remove them from our body.
So before you go into that, I just want to address, some people are... still, we don't have, again, I'm blocked on most platforms, so we don't have that many people now with us live, but more people will see it later. So I'm just saying to those who are listening live or later, we are going to speak also about the magnetic fields and the fact that magnets do stick to some people's bodies, whether they have taken the injections, and some from friends I get comments and they're telling me that they get magnets stick to their body and they never took the injection. So I spoke with Yanis about this earlier, and actually you said you never heard about it. Neither do I. I mean, that's the first time I heard that someone who didn't take the injection can have a magnet stick to his body. Now, before this talk, both Yanis and myself, we checked, you know, and just so you see, it doesn't stick. It doesn't stick. I checked it a few times. Opa.
This is from the sweat or the lipids. Yes,
I have this light here.
Exactly.
So anyway, no magnets here. And Yanis also did his check before. So I'm just saying we're going to speak about that as well. So many people are getting these phenomena. Can you explain about these phenomena? Just first explain about them, then we speak about mitigating and how to deal with it and give some solutions. But what is this phenomena of people having magnets sticking to their bodies?
There was actually, and you have this article, because something new for us, there is a publication, the PubMed.gov from National Library of Medicine. And there is an article which actually says supermagnetic nanoparticle delivery of DNA vaccine.
There it is.
This is the explanation that they are magnetized nanoparticles. Even they have magnetized protein to have different functions in the brain, etc., etc. So it's a clear indication. It's unpublished, so it's anecdotal. But it is a fact because so many people in different countries, they publishing videos which they cannot fake. It's not a fake. It's happening.
No, real, it's not people. Fake. It's too many people have done it, yes.
It's real people. So it's another clear indication or proof, I would say, that they have manipulated this injection and they have add these things. I mean, it is in a pub here in front of us. Supermagnetic nanoparticle delivery of DNA vaccine. And we know that this new injection, because not even a vaccine, it's a download of a program, it's attacking it's changing the genetic code. Even if they say it does not, it does. Okay, and here are the proof. It's different what they say in the public, the liars, unfortunately, and different what is the reality. So for me, it's an explanation. This is the reason that the people that they have got the injection, they got magnetized. Now, the others that they have not get the injection and still they are getting this effect, it's as well another clear indication that what has been injected in the body and what is creating now the body, because they give the instructions, the code, the genetic code, to start producing artificially this protein, the spike protein as they call it, and now the body is producing non-stop what it has been programmed, the new program that was downloaded through the injection, is giving now instructions to the body to create it. And it's a proof that this is transmitted to the others the same as a virus will be transmitted or with a physical contact. That's why people that they have not got the injection, but they are surrounded for with persons that they have got the injection, they have effects like that.
This is, it's the first time I heard about it. I'm not surprised anymore, don't get me wrong. I'm just, it's good to have at least one explanation to it. I scroll down on the page that I've shown this with the supermagnetic nanoparticle delivery of DNA vaccine. And it says similar articles. And I just want to make a quick comment here and just to show you and the audience what it says here. But basically the comment is that we are being told that these sort of solutions are being invented or found in order to cure diseases, cancer, and deliver drugs or medicine into the cells. Now, this is all bullshit because this is just a cover story, but actually it's to be used as a weapon against us, against the population. So, for example, supermagnetic nanoparticles for effective delivery of malaria DNA vaccine. Polyethylamine associated polycarbonate supermagnetic iron oxide nanoparticles as gene delivery vector. Magnetofection, a reproducible method for gene delivery to melanoma cells. Recent advances in supermagnetic iron oxide nanoparticles for in vitro and in vivo cancer nanotheranostics. Supermagnetic iron oxide nanoparticles, magnetic nanoparticles. Platforms as drug carriers. So I just to show you that this one is not on his own. There's many like that is being created.
This is just what has been published. How many other research is done in the military labs that they have applied it, but it's not published, of course. And I would like to, I see here a comment from Ori Simoni, and thank her or him, I don't know what is the person. It's a man, sorry, I see in the picture. Yeah. How, if actually they are able to control the person, just make him ill. No, they can control the people. And this is a technology and actually patents that they show mind control with frequencies and body control since the 70s, end of 60s and the 70s and the 80s. So they can both make him ill and they can control him or the person. And then how it can be if they didn't took the vaccine. As I mentioned, it's like transmitting a bacteria through, you know, the droplets from our saliva, as they say, transmit the virus or other bacteria, the same way, because the body of those people that they have received the vaccine now, they have produced non-stop the spike protein and whatever else they have put inside the vaccine. So it is inside their body, inside the blood, it circulates everywhere, so it can be transmitted both with the breath, with the droplets, but as well with physical contact. So this is how it's transmitted. Unfortunately, and the people, of course, there is vaccinosis. I don't remember. There's a term where you transmit, you make a vaccination simply by having with a contact without putting an injection, but you have vaccinated some people or have caused something to some people, and then they transmit, let's say, yes, the solution to others. And this is a very old technique. They have used it in Australia when they went some centuries ago, and they took with them rabbits in order to, let's say, to populate the country and for shooting, okay, for the hunting sport that they have. But of course, they did not took with them the foxes and other animals they can control the expansion of the rabbit.
Yes.
And then suddenly the rabbit, they really flooded Australia. Then they brought foxes and other predators of rabbits, but still it was out of control. And then they had the idea, which they are doing right now with these injectables. Okay, they took some rabbits and they infected them with a disease, and they spread them. And this was the carrier, and they spread the disease to other animals. And this is how they were able to reduce down the population of the rabbits. And it's a, what I want to say with this, it's a technique that it has been applied in the past and simply they apply it now. Because we don't know it, or the majority of the people, they don't know it, doesn't mean that it's not happening.
Look, a friend just sent me this. I will show this quick video.
Okay.
So basically him and his wife, as far as I understand, they did not take the injections, and they get this phenomena of magnetized body. Obviously, yeah. It can magnetize small objects like magnets and coins and stuff that can be magnetized. Okay, so just to show people, I mean, I know him personally, he's a friend, and he didn't take the injections, he would never do such a thing, and still he get this symptom, and he's quite worried. And so let's dive into the solution part.
Okay.
Speak about these people who never took the injections, those who did take the injections. Obviously emphasize that, as you said, I think in the beginning, but please say it again, that basically the solutions is not for the genetic side of things, i.e. if you did take an injection and it changed your DNA, you may have a problem. I mean, you could probably, it's irreversible. But regarding the nanoparticles that were in the injection or in your body from other sources, there are solutions for that. The stage is yours, Yanis. I will increase your screen because I know you're going to show some bits and pieces. So I'll let you have the stage from here and now. Thank you very much.
Thank you too. Okay, so let's start with the important and the really question right nowadays. Those of us who are not taking the vaccine or the injectable, how we can protect ourselves from those that they have got the injection and then they transmit all these things towards us. Here, I would say here we really need to have the social distancing, but be practical as well beside that. There are some elements that we can do and to be protected, and one of them is having an ionizer, okay? Negative ions emitter. So this device, it's emitting negative ions. And why to use this one? The most of the airborne pathogens, including pollen, smoke, bacteria and viruses, they are charged, the cell, okay, they are charged positively. So it means that there are missing some electrons. So the electric charge of this particle is positively charged. The negative ion ionizers, negative ions, they are created always, for example, when we are walking barefoot on the and we are grounded, we are receiving as well negative ions. Yeah. When we are close to a waterfall or in the beach where there is a movement of water, high energy, then it's emitting negative ions, and that's why the atmosphere there is clean and as well we're feeling well.
Yes.
Because the negative ions, besides that they're giving us this well-being feeling, they are attached to the pathogens and the other particles that are in the air, and there are positive charges. So the negative, you know, electricity, the negative and the opposite, they're attracted. So they are going and they attach on the positive charge particle. They neutralize the charge. They try to neutralize it to come equal. Mm-hmm. And this changes the weight of the particle. And instead of staying airborne, it's falling to the ground.
Right.
So it's not coming inside our let's say, eyes or in the breath. So this device here, for example, it's emitting 60 million negative ions per second per square cube. And it creates a bubble around me about 1 meter up in front and back, so 1 meter diameter of a bubble of clean air. When there are coming people that are close to me in the offshore exam, they have received the ejection, I am protected with this. Because they will not stay on the air and come close to me. I try to avoid physical contact, of course. But what is on the air, I'm protected with this. This is one way to create. So when you are going to the supermarket, when you are going in the tram, in the metro, etc., in the bus, and there are the majority, they have received the ejection, with this one, you have a kind of protection. Another way...
It's like a bubble of negative ions.
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
Excellent, good.
And the higher the density, because there are negative ion ionizers, you know, with 1 million, 8 million, which is efficient, 12 million. Simply, I found this one with 60 million. It was the biggest one, and I got this one. And I have it as well in my e-shop, which you can assert later. Anyone who wants maybe to purchase it can find it elsewhere.
Just to show, first of all, please send me two. Second, let me, where is it? Okay, go on. I look for it.
Another way that you can protect those that we have not received the ejection from when we are outside with the people is to discharge our shell, a static electricity, high voltage, static electricity, you know, to feel the chuck on our skin, either with a portable capacitor who is charged and the Vandenberg generator, we charge it and, you know, chuck, we receive the... Because this high static discharge as well destroying these proteins and the elements that they have been transmitted from the vaccinated ones. It has not entered yet directly in our DNA, in our blood. So we have the chances to disengage this program that it's emitting from the vaccinated ones. Another way, because, okay, where to find or how to make the portable capacitor, there are ways, and Tony Padelarescu as well has video that shows that, but very simple, you know, probably you have as well in Israel, this looks like a racket, which is electric, and you kill the flies.
Mosquito, yes.
The mosquito. So this one, let's say, puff, it's a little bit strong, the shock, but it's not killing you. This against as well the program that has been downloaded from the vaccinated ones. So if you are outside associating the market, the bus, in the office, whatever, whenever you can, or you're coming back home or in the car, you're going to the car, just puff, one with this racket. It will, it will give you a jab, but it will not going to kill you. But it kills the program.
You need to give it once or like...
Once, and then after a while, maybe again. But you don't have to electrocute it yourself all the time. Only when you are coming out, let's say if you are in the mall, in the shopping center or in the supermarket, and then you got your car, do it over there. The faster you will do it, the better it is. This high energy, it is engaging the program of this that's coming out from vaccinated ones.
Yes, excellent. Yeah. This is really good biohacking tips, you know, because we are dealing now not with biology, but we are dealing with synthetic biology. We are dealing with programs. We are dealing with high tech. It's not germs. It's not. This is weaponry. This is done in a lab purposefully to be injected into people's bodies and to cause harm and to cause illnesses and obviously to control people. Go on. Sorry. Yeah.
Somebody may wonder, okay, why they are doing all of that and why, if it's affected them or not. The reason why is, okay, you have to see the bigger picture, okay, to not stay on the pixel, but to see the picture, the whole picture. The reason why they are doing all of that is because they want to connect the remaining of the mankind. First of all, they will want to reduce the mankind and the remaining of the mankind to be connected with artificial intelligence. Because they can connect the harvesting, the power of our DNA. The DNA, it's a huge computing power and energy. And the AI, it requires this energy in order to be operated. They presented the AI God. They want to make AI as the savior of the mankind, because the humans, they are so stupid, they are destroying their planet. It's not me and you or the audience here that is destroying the planet. who has the control? Who's making the decisions? Did they give me the alternative? If I want alternative source of energy, alternative source of this, did they give me the car to allow me to have a car that does not consume energy? When I go to the supermarket and they have they make me buy the plastic bag or the paper bag, and I said, I know the answer, but I'm just making fun with them. I say, why I have to pay the plastic? He said, it's because of to protect the environment. I said, are you kidding me? Look, everything that I have here that I have bought, it's wrapped in plastic.
Wrapped the plastic in bag.
I mean, they are kidding me. The people are not thinking.
Well, it's done purposefully, and if we could have had like clean energy for many, many years now, but they block these inventions, they block these discoveries, they buy them, they kill people for not revealing them to the rest of humanity. And so we are here. I mean, the same corporations who are trying to convince us there's global warming and we have to change our way of life and
The same that creating the shit. Same. They put the blame on the people, and of course with the propaganda, the people, they believe it, in order to cover their and reduce the population because they cannot manage it. But with all this nanotech inside us, they will be killed, those that will be survive. Simply the idea is to the transhumanism agenda, as they say, to connect us with the AI, because this will be the new god and the savior. Anyway, so this is the higher reason why they are doing all of that. There are many other agendas that are served, but this is the target.
Yeah, this is just to keep it, to keep it nice and neat, just for the sake of this podcast. You actually mentioned their target. Now let's go back to solutions.
Exactly.
The technical solutions that most people do not speak about them, and that's why I think this is a great show. Thank you, Yanis. Go on.
So, one of the most efficient, it's not the only one as we will explain, but one of the most efficient ways to deal with a program from the nano and stop their networking in our body and then be able to remove them from our body is to hit them with electromagnetic pulses. Quite strong magnetic fields. So it's not electricity, it's not hitting us electricity, it's a magnetic field. When I say pulses, it's because it's on off. So it's a field stop. The effect, the way that it's working, is that magnetic fields, as we said, pulsating magnetic fields, they erasing programs. As we explained earlier, we have a big pulse, it will destroy the computer, it will stop everything electronically. And if you are magnetic fields close to data, drives, etc., they will be erased. So magnetic field, it's erasing the program, but the other as well effect that it has, the pulsating magnetic field, is that it's creating like a, how do you call it? A ballistic field. It's not a blast from a sound or the air, but it's moving the magnetic field, so it's moving the air and causes the particles to move. Even if we have strong magnetic field pulsating and we put our hand inside close to it, we feel the air.
Yes.
Now, the nanoparticles, they never touch each other. If they will touch each other, they will be burned. They are destroyed.
Okay.
So they stay close together, nanometer distance, and there are other forces that they keep them together and then networking, etc., etc. Now, this force from magnetic field, it will force them to move and they will touch. So those that they will touch as well, they burned and they are losing their operating system. Yes, they are destroyed.
Nice.
And then it's more easy our body with some other protocols that we say to remove it. Then we have to remove it. How are we removing them? It's another topic, but okay, we need some essential oils to break the biofilm that they create, because when you have something synthetic inside us, it creates around it a biofilm. Biofilm are basically microbes or other elements that they covering. So they are covered, they are fooling our immune system from attacking them. Some essential oils, like essential oils of thyme, etc., it's destroying this, and it's easier to remove it. Chelations with STS, for example, sodium thiosulfate, which is a very powerful detox It's remove everything, even cyanide. But okay, this is another topic, and the protocols are different. So first, we disengage the program with the magnetic fields, pulsating magnetic fields, and destroy some of the nano. Some of those that are on our skin, close to our the surface of the skin, they will be removed easily, and we may sieve them with the ascend one, when they're a little bit bigger, we can see them coming out. Others, we need to use these different protocols to remove from our body. So what I have done is actually have taken the ideas we said earlier from Tony Pantelerescu and mm-hmm. some of his associates and colleagues. They have come up practically with the solution, because there are people that they are doers. Again, they are mm-hmm. thinking how they can help themselves and others. Mm-hmm. So they have come out with the idea to create a bucket. Take a bucket, wrap around a wire, which mm-hmm. is actually that you create a coil. And mm-hmm. when we know that when you have a coil, the magnetic field is amplified. Mm-hmm. Connect it to a power supply, a computer power supply, for example. And then between the wire and the power supply, you have a switch. It can be any switch. It can be something manual, on, off, on, off, on, off. So you allow the current to pass. Wherever there is passing current, it's creating a magnetic field. This is known. And wherever you have magnetic field and we push wire inside, it's creating electricity. This is the principle of the generators. This is how they work. We have a static magnetic field, a wire is turning inside, and it's creating the electricity. The same, when we have electricity and it's passing from the wire, this creates magnetic field. So I took his idea, and with his permission, etc., he was very happy to do it, because he wants our more people to get it better, and etc. So I'm creating these buckets. I wrap around 100 meters copper wire, and then I connect them to an automatic switch, which I call a pulse generator. For example, this is a small one. So here you connect the electric field. Yeah, here you connect the power. For example, mm-hmm. where's the power here? Here, a power supply. Very simple. The red cable connector, you connect to the red and the blue to the blue. And on the other side, you connect the device, which can be the bucket, as you saw in the picture, or a triangle, which again, it's a coil. It's 100 meters of wire. Simply, it's wrapped in the shape of a triangle, because then we have magnetic fields from different directions. Mm-hmm. So we hit the nanos with different directions. In the bucket, we put inside our feet, and we put distilled water and vinegar or some other salts, DMSO, etc. It depends. There are three different formulas. And we stay there for half an hour, and pop, 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 pop. It's hitting our legs. And then you can see even the first or the second session, potentially, with a black light. If you have this torch, the lights, which are like blue,
UV,
exactly. Yeah, in a dark environment, you will see things shining inside the water, which is nanoparticles that they have come out from the body.
Wow.
And it's important, because on the bucket, there's a big, on our feet, there's a big load of nanoparticles in our feet. And although it's not covering the whole body, still the effect, it's efficient. And there are pictures from people that they have... things that they have come out from their bodies, just with the usage of the bucket. But if somebody wants to cover the whole body, can go with a triangle, because you can place it all over your body, and as well you can place it inside the bathtub when you are having a bath. You put some salts, baking soda, borax, TSP. And now I forgot what the
other thing. It's not all together, just either of them, yeah? Just for conductivity?
The best is to an Epsom salt. You can put the cocktail, because, for example, you can use alone the Epsom salt, because it has the magnesium, the sulfate, and when it's hot, the water, it's opening our pores, and they penetrate inside our cells, and it's flushing out the toxins.
Nice.
When we have hit the nanos and we have disengaged the program, we have thousands of nano inside in each cell, thousands, literally. So it helps to to flush them out. This is the purpose of the bath and the salts, to flush out
the triangle in the bath. I mean, it gives the, I mean,
yes, people
will not get electrified by the triangle.
They will not get electro. Just a moment to bring one just here to show you something.
Yes, please, go ahead. Meanwhile, I'm just showing you the shop. I mean, this is part of the products that Yannis has on his shop. And if you put Ahava 528, whenever you want to buy something, you get a 5.28% discount. And I will get a little commission there as well. But basically, it's for your own good. And Yannis is overloaded with orders, just so you know, because obviously there's a lot of demand nowadays in the world for products as such. Yes, but you back with us. Please show us. Yes.
So basically, the end product will look like that. Okay. Now, before we reach this stage, it starts. You see? Now, in this phase, I have wrapped the triangle and then I wrap it with this tape. The next tape is I spray them with the waterproof spray.
Is it like EMP?
Hold on a second because I don't wear the headset. Here I am.
Someone is asking, is it like EMP?
Yes, exactly. It's an EMP. Yes. We are creating EMP, electromagnetic pulse. So yes. I spray this one with this, which is here. It's for insulation, water insulation of surfaces. So it's becoming waterproof. And then I wrap it several times with other plastic membrane, several layers to eliminate the possibility water to reach inside. But even if it will reach, you know, there's insulation around the cable, so there's no danger. But I went one step further and I invested and I bought one instrument, which is called the insulator tester. It's cost 1,000 Swiss francs here. In the US, I think it's around 70 or 80 US dollars. Where with every triangle that I make for the customers, I would say, or the friends, because I'm not a business, I just make it for them. I make an insulation test and I keep the record to make sure that it's safe. There is no leakage, there is no break in anything in the cables that potentially will come contact water with electricity, because yeah, then it can be very dangerous. So
yes.
It's safe. What I'm sending out is safe. We can do again the test after a few months if somebody wants to know. But even if you will not use it inside the bathtub, they can use it like now. I'm sitting in the chair. I can put it 5 minutes between on my foot, then 5 minutes on my knees, 5 minutes on my hips. Wow. Okay, 5 minutes behind my kidneys.
Then nanoparticles will just leave the body even without the bucket and the water.
So, no, they will not live without the bucket and the water. That's why I said we need then to follow some additional protocols to remove them from the body. But we will disengage the program that they have.
Okay,
because we are loaded continuously every day. Okay, a piece of bread to eat, you will get. You breathe outside the days that they have put chemtrails, and a couple of days after, because all these are coming inside, down, we breathe. So continuously we are getting load with the nanoparticles. That's why it's important to continuously start using these devices, the EMP device, as your friend said. And it will take years, literally years, to start getting clean. But the good thing is that when you start removing these nanoparticles, which they have caused damages on our mitochondria, for example, in our DNA, they have caused damages. We have solutions. There are substances, natural substances and ingredients, enzymes, etc., that you can use to repair some of the damages that they have done, the nanoparticles in our body. But first, we need to reduce the load. And because, for example, I'm more than 50 years old, 53 years old, I'm loaded 53 years old with nano. Of course, it takes years to remove them.
Yes, sure.
My son, last year, he was 11 years old last year, and I checked with the with a microscope on his finger, and 11 years old, and he had fibers in he, on his fingers coming out from his body. I mean, when I saw it first time, I knew it. I have heard other people, but yeah. when you see it first time on yourself, you know, you get shocked. You are shocked. You see things, and then you see them one moment, and the next, whoop, they're going inside. Then they come up again later. It's crazy. It's like a friend of mine in Greece is calling it snakes. The snakes, they are coming out, etc. It's terrifying. But then I said, okay, this this fear, this terror, either will paralyze me, or it will motivate me to fight it and you know and go against it. And sure. I chosen this one. I have chosen this one to go against. Yeah.
Of course.
So yes, it's and then I have another device. Like okay, I saw the small one, very simple. We just connect one, two, and that's it. And then I have this. It's a bigger device, which is okay. I have as well a voltmeter, and here this is a frequency control unit. Let me connect it so you can see how it's
operating. Basically, the smaller one you showed already.
So yes, yeah, it was a small picture. Let me show it again. Here it is, the smaller one. I call it Adinano pulsating electromagnetic field 01, model 01. I have here, yes, I have here an LED which, let me connect so you can see. When it's pulsing, you can see that it's pulsing. And I call it, this LED, what do you say? Pulsating electromagnetic frequency on visual indicator.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and then here you can.